Good morning, everyone. Hope everyone is going good today. Here we are again for another episode of Paul's Journeys. Right now we're currently on the second missionary journey, and we're getting ready to head to Philippi area. Start with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, oh, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for this time we get to spend in your word. And may what you want the people to hear today is that you can use me to relay whatever it is you want me to bestow upon those listening today. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Well, today we are in... Just getting ready to leave Trios, where we were in Acts 16:8. Let me get my verses up here. Okay, and we left off at 8. I'll just review. And a passing by Mysa came down to Trios. So we were at Trios yesterday, and today we're heading to, going to be heading off. And the first thing is that this is Paul had a vision and kind of directed him and where he wanted to go. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. Starting at verse 9, there stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And I just want to reflect back to the original instructions that Jesus had given to Paul. So to give you an idea that that he kind of knew ahead of time that he would be directed personally by the Holy Spirit. Because as a review, in Acts 26:15, he kind of goes over what his original mission was. And I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Remember, this is on the road to Damascus. I want to emphasize this next verse. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and of those things in which I will appear unto thee. And it's that sentence there that I'm kind of emphasizing here, and of those things in which I will appear unto thee. So he already knew ahead of time. And I just finish off with a couple more verses here of Jesus talking to him. To deliver thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee. So he was well aware of what his mission was going to be. And to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. I just want to review those, that Paul was well aware of that the Holy Spirit was in charge of this mission, so he was listening to him. So go back to Acts 16:10. Now we're back where he had just received that vision. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. So this is probably the first time that, he makes mentions that the Holy Spirit is definitely in charge of his mission and he's going to listen. And 16:11, therefore, loosing from Troas, we came with a straight course to Samothrace, and next day to Neapolis. And kind of interesting little note about Samothrace. It's actually an island off the coast of Greece. Let me bring up my map here. I can kind of point to it. And if you see up there where it says Mysia on the map. You see Trios. Well, we're heading to that little Kirby red line up there in the top. And if you see that tiny little island that they go around, that's where they spent the night. That's that island of Samothrace. And according to what I was reading about it, I guess it was a landmark that a lot of the ship sailors used as a mark to know that they were on course. So I guess they spent the night. It doesn't have a natural place to dock, so they probably just dropped anchor on the side near the island and spent the night. So he didn't actually go into that island during this, but he does make mention of it, so I thought I would mention it. So now they're heading to Nepelios, which is just a port on the edge of the Greece there. And from thence to Philippi, which is the chief city of that part of Macedonia, and a colony, and we're in that city abiding certain days. Of course, we all have heard of Philippi. That's, of course, where the famous book he writes later to the Philippians. So you get an idea that that he'll be establishing a church here, and he writes them later on in his ministry. But that's where he's at right now. And I'm thinking that there was a lot of persecution in those days, and following verses kind of hint at that. But he's going to be, it becomes a Sabbath day. Here we are in verse 13. On the Sabbath, we went out of the city by a riverside, where prayer was wont to be made. And we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted therein. So I guess there were some other women out there praying. And they went out there and were also praying and having a little church service there by the riverside. Sounds kind of nice. But I found it interesting that they didn't do it in the city. So I just got a hint that possibly this area wasn't really an area that was well receptive of Christians yet. That was just my take. I don't have a verse necessarily to point to that. But on verse 14 is kind of where I'm heading with the rest of this devotional today. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshiped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And I'm concentrating mostly on her today, because I found out a couple of interesting things about her. Paul being sent here, it's almost like the Holy Spirit wanted him to be where he is right now. And he met this lady, Lydia, and she becomes a pretty devout follower of Christ and through Paul's teachings. And I want to reflect that she's from the city of Thyatira. This is where I got my hint that this area was not well approving of the gospel. And if we go to Revelations, we hear Thyatira again. That's a famous church that Jesus wrote a letter to, that John penned in Revelation. And I'm just going to review those few verses in Revelations. So Revelations 2:18, and unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like brass. And that's indicative of judgment. So he had some issues with Thyatira. If you read the whole section, it goes into more detail. But I just wanted to focus on two verses in Revelation 2:24. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine. It was a doctrine of Satan, more or less. If you read the whole portion of the letter that Jesus wrote, and which have not known the depths of Satan as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden. So basically he's talking to the devout in Thyatira. And I kind of got this hint that, that Lydia was one of those, because she was out by the riverside praying, and follow. We'll see here later on, even in when Paul comes back to this area, but you see that she probably had to deal with persecution herself, because later on when Jesus writes this, he puts, of which not knowing the depths of Satan, in other words, they didn't follow the teachings of that area, I will put upon you none other burden. And verse 25 is a clincher, but that which you have already held fast till I come. So basically Jesus is acknowledging in that those two verses that he knows that there's certain people in Thyatira that have been persecuted and for his namesake. So that's where I got the impression that the fact that Paul was out by the riverside and Lydia was, might have been an indication of the type of people that lived in that area. I also wanted to go on and mention a few other things. Go back to Acts 16:15 here. And when she was baptized in her household, she besought us, saying, if you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come unto my house and abide there. And she constrained us. And this is what I wanted to kind of center on. Lydia, being a good Christian woman, had offered to help the missionaries there in their travels, and offered to have them stay at her house. And that's what that word constrict means, to take care of them. And so I kind of followed up on that a little bit. I just wanted to get me thinking about some of the ladies of the Bible. And I'll move over to 1 John 5:4 here. It's kind of, as we mentioned, you'll see if you read the rest of that, the Revelation passage, that that those in Thyatira had to overcome persecution. And in 1 John here, Jesus is talking about, whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? And it's important to note that persecution has been around since Paul's day. And I think we're heading into a period of time that we might see more of it, as we've been seeing during this whole pandemic thing. A few other verses that really, in thinking about some of the ladies of the Bible and what they did for the mission field, just kind of a came to mind when I was researching this. So I wanted to mention some other ladies in the Bible that were really instrumental in helping the ministry of a few people, including Jesus himself. And right now I'm going to go to Mark 16:1, and this is the period of time where Jesus had just risen from the dead. And the fact that here we are again, some ladies making sure that they are taking care of him even after his death. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, which would be Jesus' mother, and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And then over in John 20, verse 15, we also read that Jesus said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? This is where Jesus is actually risen from the dead. And she is, Mary's crying. She's near the sepulchre, and this is where she thinks it's a gardener. So Jesus actually comes up to her and says, woman, why weepest thou? Who seekest thou? And she, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, sir, if they have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. And Jesus said unto her, Mary. And she turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, master. So she recognizes his voice, I'm assuming it's probably the way Jesus said Mary, that she was used to hearing. And Jesus said unto her, Mary, she touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and to your God. And of course, just to finish this little, Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her. And I just wanted to concentrate on that because I was really thinking about Lydia and the fact that she helped Paul in her in his ministry, and she was willing to put him up and take care of him. And it just made me started thinking about all the ladies of the Bible that really helped the ministry along. I thought back to Timothy's mom and grandma that helped him get strong in the faith. And so that's why I brought those other ladies up. I wanted to kind of show that not to underestimate the women in our lives. So I guess this is a celebration of Women's Day for me. That's all I have for today. So there, tomorrow we'll head off and we'll be in this area a couple more days, I think. I didn't get any pictures. Ran out of time. I did so much research on these verses last night. So maybe tomorrow I'll get some pictures of Philippi in this general area to show you. That's all I really have for today. And let me get back to my favorite poster of the three gentlemen heading off to the next adventure, Silas, Timothy, and Paul, and we'll end with a word of prayer. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day, and thank you, Lord, for the times in our lives that that the ladies in our lives really help us in our endeavors, from our moms to our grandmas, and all the ladies of the Bible that helped so much. So thank you so much for all you do, and thank you for everyone out there, and may they have a great day, and that they look to you for guidance through their day. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.